I'm very happy to be joined this morning by Supervisor Shirley Zane. She is, in addition to being a supervisor, a great mental health advocate for those of us in Sonoma County. And Shirley, glad to have you back.
Thank you, Pat. Nice to be here.
Yeah. It is World Suicide Prevention Day. And not only have you worked tirelessly on behalf of the mental health of this community, you have some personal experience with this subject, too.
Well, yes, I did. I lost my husband 7 years ago from suicide. And as I say over and over again, untreated or undertreated mental health, which, you know, suicide is preventable. But unless we can step up and provide better and more intensive treatment, the percentages are going to continue to rise. And, you know, I guess what I want our listeners to know is that in the last 15 years, suicide rates have gone up about 15%, all the way up to 30% in some states.
Wow.
They are higher here in Sonoma County, too. It's about a 10% average in terms of, or 10 out of 100,000 in the state, but it's 13 out of 100,000 here.
And how do you explain
that? We're more vulnerable right now because of the trauma and the grief that we've experienced because of the fires.
No question about that.
Yeah, it's really important to say that, you know, there should be no shame in talking about your pain and mental health. It should be no more different than if you walked into the ER having heart palpitations,
yep,
or some other types of symptoms.
Have we come a reasonable way since the death of your husband, Peter Kingston?
We've come a little bit farther. I mean, I think because of some real strong advocacy, we have better mental health services now at Kaiser than before. They hired a lot more therapists. We continue to struggle with the limited dollars that we are given from the state and the feds in,
yeah,
terms of the county mental health services. What's needed, Pat, is that we have to take all these different puzzles. The nonprofit so-called healthcare providers really need to step up and do a better job. And then working with the counties and the clinics and the nonprofit, homeless services, jail services, we've got to figure out a way to weave all of these together. And that's what I work on all the time. But suicide, I want to say, is, you know, really so awful in that, you know, you leave behind literally hundreds of people.
And questions.
What,
yeah,
should I have done?
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of questions. It is the kind of thing, though, and you've been saying this for many, many years, Shirley, if we don't talk about it, we can't fix this. And that means not just the people who are suffering some sort of mental anguish, but the families, too, who are so affected by this.
Oh, it's tremendous. You know, it never leaves you. After 7 years, it's always going to be with me. Doesn't mean that you don't heal and move on, but you don't move on from that wound in your heart that the person you love so much that you couldn't somehow or other save. And I guess, you know, what I want to say is that, you know, I'm a former therapist. I'm a former hospital chaplain. I started mental health programs. I started the host team and the mobile support team, and yet I still couldn't save Peter. And a lot of it had to do with me not understanding that he wasn't getting the types of services that he needed from his provider, which was Kaiser. So I hold all of their feet to the fire. I don't single out Kaiser. I do the same with Sutter and Memorial. And we need to expect more from our healthcare providers, more in the way of sophisticated treatments, more than just, you know, constantly playing with our brains, chemistry with various types of drugs, you know, from 1 week to the next. That is not a real sophisticated way of providing mental health treatment. But I'll tell you, it hasn't changed much in the last 20-some years because we haven't spent the dollars researching it.
Yeah.
The mind is the most complex organ out of our body, and we need to invest the same amount of millions and billions of dollars that we've invested in in looking at cancers and HIV and other diseases.
And we're on the KSRO Live Line with Supervisor Shirley Zane talking about mental health. And, you know, tomorrow is the September 11th anniversary, 17-year anniversary. And, of course, you know, the our year anniversary of the fires is looming. I'm concerned about our community in this regard, aren't you?
I'm deeply concerned. And I think we need to keep talking about that concern and keep a watch over the people that are showing some type of risk. You know, if the person is talking about it would be better not to live, if you think they have access to especially a gun or some other very lethal method, if they have a history or if they've had an attempt before, if they are feel despondent, all of those things that are warning signals. You know, family members and friends need to educate themselves as to what those warning signals are. And yes, we need to pay attention because we are a vulnerable community. We talk about being strong, but being strong is admitting also that you're vulnerable and reaching out for help.
That's right. That's right. Very good point. What I'm hoping, and I wonder if you share this, what I'm hoping is even though our, you know, recovery in all forms will take a long time, I'm hoping that for many of us, there will be, after the anniversary passes, a little bit of a psychological shift toward the better.
I think there will be. As somebody who went through the first in terms of anniversaries are really hard. They trigger memories. You wonder, you know, how am I going to get through another holiday, another birthday, another, you know, another day event. And so I think passing that gives us a little bit of reprieve psychologically and emotionally, but let's not also fool ourselves. The people who are trying to reconstruct and rebuild their lives are going to need our, undue support and attention for a long time. It's not going to happen
right
in a year or two. So we know that because we meet with our block captains from Fountain Grove every week, and we know the ups and downs they're facing.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not even an up or a down. It's just being stuck in the middle of that space between up and down and being sort of mired in that location for a long time. And that's really, really tough on people, too. Well, I think your point is well taken. Let's be particularly mindful of everyone around us and make sure that we're reaching out, especially for the people who are not generally reaching out to others.
Yeah, absolutely. And realize that different people have different backgrounds and skills in order to handle the crisis. Just a real plug, real quick, we have a crisis counseling program through the county and some wonderful counselors are constantly doing outreach. It's called Hope California.
Yeah.
People go on the Sonoma County Recovers website and find it very quickly. There are ways of getting connected to therapists that will not cost money to. So utilize those resources because they are very much there.
Yeah, great organization there. And they will be with us on September 30th as we spend some time honoring the heroes of October. One more thing before you go, Shirley, and that is that we had a conversation last week with Santa Rosa Vice Mayor Chris Rogers about what the city and the county have decided to do on the 8th of October.
Yeah.
And I really like the idea. And please talk to our listeners about it if they haven't yet heard.
Chris and I have been working on this diligently with staff members, and we decided that we wanted to come up with some way that we could honor what we went through and be very sensitive to the fact that people are at different stages, including feeling angry and frustrated. So we have an art project that's going to go downtown in Courthouse Square. You can go down and check out some chalk. We will have chalk squares that one of our art groups is going to set up. There are going to be bands, wristbands. We already have them. We just got them in the other day that say Santa Rosa Strong, Sonoma Proud. We'll give those out. We'll let people use the chalk, and they'll be able to create something that represents what they went through. And we will be gonging the fire bell 44 times for those people who died, as well as having the poet laureate and some kids read some poems.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea, and I think having people, you know, exercise whatever feelings they have about the anniversary is a wonderful idea, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, thank you. People need to understand there's no right or wrong, no should. We're all in different places right now. We need to be able to continue to come together as a community and support wherever we're at.
Absolutely. And everybody will end up commemorating that date in whatever way they see fit. Supervisor Zane, so happy you were here with us this morning. Thank you very much. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much, Pat.
All
right. Bye-bye.
That is Supervisor Shirley Zane talking about World Suicide Prevention Day. That's today.